Hey, thanks so much, Vince. Rodney, first of all, taking you through that final possession, you get the step back, you get the three-point shot. Did you think it was going when you let it go?
Yeah, I mean, it felt good. You know, they got a good contest on it. I don't know who ran out on me, but, you know, when it left my hands, you know, it felt good. And, that shot I took, you know, I lived with it.
How was that play drawn up, and how did it kind of develop?
It's a play we run a lot, you know, at the end of games. And I went through and came right through the gate. I caused him to switch Kawhi off of me. And then he wound up getting a contest on the last shot. But I think we executed the best we could.
Late in this game, you made some big-time clutch plays to continue to give your team the best chance to win. Late in games, you want the ball in your hand.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to be aggressive. You know, sometimes, Gordon got it going. And, and sometimes I got it going. You know, it just depends on matchups. You know, Kawhi was guarding him, so I had to match up, and I decided to be aggressive. And, Joe was big, you know, in that fourth quarter comeback. He gave us all energy and confidence in that fourth quarter.
And you guys were able to beat the Cavs. You took the Warriors to overtime, and you just barely lose to the San Antonio Spurs. The elite teams in this league, you feel like you guys have been looking at them eye to eye?
Yeah, we feel like we can play with any team, you know, especially on this home court. You know, we just got to, you know, continue to grind, you know. It seemed like a recurring thing, but just got to continue to find out the little things we can do to not dig ourselves such a big hole, especially in third quarter.
Defensively, the last 17 games, no team has been better in the NBA than your team. You feel like that carried you and helped give you the opportunities you needed in this game?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, I don't think we hit a three in the first half. And, you know, our defense holds us, you know, every single game. You know, like last game we played Phoenix, you know, we didn't start off good offensively. Our defense holds us, and then we start hitting shots, and then we're tough to beat. You know, we grind on teams in the long run of the game.
What's the big key to trying to beat the Clippers coming up Friday?
Brushing this one off, you know, and tough as this one may be, brushing this one off. They're playing well right now. They're coming into our house, and, you know, we need to win that game.
Do you guys feel like the end of these games have been a little bit unlucky for you? I mean, kind of the shots that the Spurs have hit and the Warriors hit last week?
I feel like, you know, teams have hit big shots against us. You know, we hit big shots, you know, throughout the season, and, you know, it's just about not putting yourself in that position. I think that's what makes it tough, because we know, you know, if we wouldn't have had as big a lead, you know, if they wouldn't have had a bigger lead, it would have been a much more different game. So it's just about not putting ourselves in that position.
What did you think about how this game was called? It seemed like it was very tight in the third quarter and then loose in the fourth quarter. I think you got hit in the head once. What happened there?
It's a physical game. It's a physical game. You know, they got, you know, Hall of Fame guys on their team. And we just got to play through it. You know, we've been battling that all season. We just got to play through it, be strong, and get to the foul line more. I think that's the biggest thing we can do better.
For you guys in the fourth quarter, was there anything that changed beyond just making more shots?
I think that's what it is. I think we got open looks. We got what we wanted to all game. You know, we made a couple of turnovers, but at the same time, you know, we got the shots we wanted. You know, they started to go in. You know, our defense stayed the same the whole game. And, you know, we was able to, you know, make it a game in the fourth quarter.
What are you guys trying to do defensively on that last Kawhi Leonard bucket?
It was a good play. You know, they I thought it was for LaMarcus Aldridge. They stacked three on the other side, and we were so worried about that, they just did an ISO. You know, he made a tough contested shot, you know, mid-range shot. You know, give credit to them.
Roddy, was your second to last possession, was that designed to go 2-for-1 or just the best available shot?
I'm not sure what play.
The last, when you guys made the basket before they had their last possession, mm-hmm. I think it was about 12 seconds left or something. You would have gotten 2-for-1.
We're just trying to attack, you know, and get the best shot possible. We know that we're going to have, you know, a last shot. We're going to have a little bit more time, you know, which we did. We had about 4 seconds left, so it was good that, you know, we was aware of that.
Brian, you talk about the defense, the kind of carrying you guys. Coaches talked about how getting to the level you were at last season has been tough this year for various reasons. Do you feel like you're kind of approaching that level late in this year, though?
Me, individual or the team?
As the team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we've been hitting stride the last, 18 game. I think we've been defending. We've been helping each other. We've been really taking pride in it, and we've been showing a lot of emotion on that end. And, you know, it's carrying over, you know, regardless of how the team may have.